Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm here pretty infrequently these days because life, you know, but I have a moment right now, so I wanted to give you a little update on what's going on. And also, recently I was fishing for ideas from you guys. Whoever follows me on Instagram, it's at Dorothea, my name, Dorothea _V. I put something out there recently just asking you guys, whoever watches my, or not watches, listens to my podcast for ideas. And there was one request for talking more about bilingual children and how to raise your child bilingual, which I have a few things to say about. My child is not quite 2 years old, so he's not even really at the point of talking much yet. But anyways, I'm going to get into that in just a sec. I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, sticking around. I know I'm a little inconsistent, but hey, I do what I can. I know that a lot of people listening are native Portuguese speakers. I want to welcome everyone, wherever you come from, whatever background, to my podcast. It's not my biggest platform by any means, and so maybe that's partially why I don't create more on here, but I have a lot of other things to worry about and other content to create. But I really appreciate you guys for sticking around. We have been renovating a house lately, which is really crazy because before we even knew this, we just found out a couple weeks ago that the landlord where we're renting right now, he's going to sell this house. And so he needs us out by the end of July. And we didn't know that a month and a half ago when we started renovating this trailer out in another town very close to here where we are. We just thought, oh, we're going to have to get out of our contract. How's that going to work? Well, it's a blessing that we don't have to worry about that because he's ending our contract. But it's also crazy because it's like, wow, he didn't give us a whole lot of time. He gave us about a month warning to, you know, move out. And if we hadn't found another place to live and to renovate and move into eventually, then how, like, it would have kind of left us in a difficult position of needing to find a new house in a month's time, which isn't a whole lot of time. I mean, it can be done, but it's just crazy how life works out and everything happens for a reason. I'm a big believer of that. But anyways, it's been exciting. It's been exhausting. It's been a lot of work, a lot of hours, but at the same time, not enough hours because there's just not enough hours in the day. Ben works a full-time job throughout the week, and I'm working at home, and I have Max, and when Max comes with us to the property, it's really difficult for us to stay focused on one task, whatever we're doing, because we have to watch him, and sometimes he's in a good mood, sometimes he's not. So we try and get some help from some family nearby, but that's not always possible. And, oh, it's just, it's a lot of stress. And money's been tight and blah, 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 XYZ, right? There's always some sort of hurdle to get over. But we are making really good progress, and we are slated to move in to our new place at the end of this month, July. It won't be totally finished when we move in, but it'll, the most important parts will be done. And it'll be easier to renovate while we live there. Well, in some ways, yes. In some ways, no. It'll be easier because we'll be on site, but it'll be more difficult because we'll have all of our stuff there, which we'll have to organize. But anyways, talking about bilingual children, a lot of people want to know, first off, if I'm raising Max to be bilingual. The answer is yes, a resounding yes. I'm actually attempting... with how much success, I'm not quite sure of yet, but I'm attempting to raise him to be a trilingual child, which is to say English, Portuguese, and Spanish. I don't know. I feel a little conflicted about between Spanish and Portuguese, which one should be considered more important, or I don't know. I've decided on Portuguese as in I'm trying to raise him. I'm putting more of a stress on Portuguese as that being the more important language for a couple of reasons. For one, it's the language that I feel kind of equal in both Spanish and Portuguese. For a long time, I was much better at my Spanish than Portuguese. And now I feel like, if anything, my Portuguese is kind of taken off because all of my other content on all of my other platforms is in Portuguese. So it forces me to keep learning and stay fresh with my Portuguese. So for one, it's easier for me because it's the language that I'm already invested in greatly currently on a daily basis. He was born in Brazil, and I plan on going back to Brazil at some point, and so I really think that Portuguese would be very useful. And in my opinion, Portuguese is the harder language for in many ways, grammatically, with pronunciation, in so many ways. Portuguese is much more advanced than Spanish. Spanish is a little bit more like, grammatically speaking, how they construct sentences and how they conjugate verbs. Like, there are irregular things about it, but in general, it's more basic. Spanish is more useful, you could argue, in the world at large. Like, there are more Spanish speakers, especially here in the United States. There's a lot more Spanish exposure overall than Portuguese. Of course, that can also depend on what city you're in, what neighborhood you're in, but in general, I'd say Spanish is very, very useful here in the US. And his biological father is from Colombia, and so he speaks Spanish, and that whole side of the family speaks Spanish. But that's actually one of the reasons why I don't want to stress it so much at home with him, is because I feel like he maintains a relationship with that side of the family, and as long as he's talking to them on a regular basis from the time he was born until adulthood, like, he will have Spanish. It will be semi-automatic just from by default of listening to the family. I do speak to him sometimes in Spanish, but I really do stress a lot more Portuguese with him. And because Spanish and Portuguese are so similar, I feel like if he learns the more difficult one, which would be Portuguese, in my opinion, then even if he's a little bit behind with his Spanish 5-6 years from now, 10 years from now, it'll be easier for him to pick it up, and he'll have like a very strong base already, and he'll already be familiar with Spanish. He might just need to freshen up some of his grammar. We are living in the U.S. currently, so English is kind of an automatic, you know. English is the language he hears the most. It's the language he hears Ben and I communicating in at home. It's the language he hears at his grandparents' house when he goes over there to play. He responds best to English. I can't deny that. But I've been so diligent with him with Portuguese from the day he was born that I can tell that when I speak to him in Portuguese, he does respond. Like, if I give a command in Portuguese to come here or to eat or sit down or anything like that, like, he gets it. He does. And the animals and the colors and that basic stuff. Like, it's still very elementary because, like I said, he's only, well, a year and 11 months. He'll be 2 at the end of August. But yeah, I feel a little bit like I feel a lot of pressure to raise him bilingual. And it's pressure that I put on myself because, man, how much I would have loved to speak another language at home with my family. Any language. It doesn't have to be anything like calculated, you know, like Spanish or French or anything like that. Like, it could have been Dutch. My dad speaks Dutch fluently, and he never taught us anything when I was a child. But at the same time, I understand, like, when you're a parent, it's very stressful. It can be very stressful to try and, like, force yourself to switch languages while talking to your children and being consistent with it, which is the most important factor. That's what you hear time and time again. I've looked at so many YouTube videos and other podcasts and other resources and books and everything. I've read a lot about it, and that's the thing that's the most important, is just consistency. And it's normal for your child to have a speech delay. I think that's important to mention. Max knows some words, but he does not speak in phrases yet. And I've been around children around his age, maybe a little bit older, but around his age, who are only exposed to English. And it can be a little discouraging sometimes because I see them already starting to form sentences and already, like, speaking that one language at a much more advanced rate than what Max is. And then I have to remember, oh my gosh, he's learning so much. It's not just that he's learning languages. He's learned how to walk. He's learned how to feed himself. He's learned how, you know, like, he's absorbing so much information right now. And his brain is just expanding and the synapses are just firing. And it's just crazy. It's got to be crazy inside that brain of his. So I can't blame him for not being as advanced, quote unquote, with his languages, because I think it's just a matter of time, and I've read it's just a matter of time before, you know, they start to realize that, like, dog is also perro is also cachorro. Like, it's like there's all these different words to say the same thing, and they're still categorizing and, like, putting into, like, their own little files in their brain what this means. Oh, that can also mean that. Oh, this can also mean this. And organizing it all. And it's also very normal once they do start to talk and speaking in sentences to switch languages halfway through. Like, to say, vamos pra house. Like, let's go home, you know, like combining two different languages or more. So it's exhausting for me right now because it's a lot of pressure on me that I put on myself. I'm really the only person to blame for it. But also because where we live right now is not very multicultural, as far as, definitely not with Portuguese speakers. There is some Spanish influence around us, but I wish that there could be more of a community here, which is why I went to Florida. That was one of the main reasons why I chose Florida, was because I wanted to create more of a environment for Max where he could have a lot of exposure to a lot of languages and not just rely on me at home speaking to him in both. But alas, life has its twists and turns, and I'm not upset. Like, I think it's good that we are where we are here in Louisiana. It's definitely a good place for us right now. But if I had one complaint, that would be it, because I even put a thing out on my Instagram a few months ago, like, is there anyone who lives near Louisiana? And, like, the closest was, like, Dallas, which is 3 hours away. So it's a little frustrating. It just adds a little bit more pressure to me to speak to him in Portuguese. But cartoons help, you know. I try not to give him too much screen time, but, you know, it happens. And I like to put him in front of some Portuguese speaking Peppa Pig or whatever it is. So I hope that's answered some questions that were out there. The comment that I received was just to speak in general about raising a bilingual child. Like I said, I really think it's the greatest gift you can give your child. It's one of the greatest gifts. I don't want to make anyone feel guilty for not having taken the time or effort to have raised their children bilingual. If your child is already of toddler age or older, it's not too late. You can get them going, you know? And I think it's cool to see when they see how fired up you are about a subject, then it gets them jazzed and excited to keep going with it, you know? So if you're not into languages, if it's really just not your thing, then that's fine. And be proud of the fact that you taught them English or Portuguese or whatever. You know, I'm assuming that you're an English speaker if you're listening to me, but that's teaching them a language, you know, believe it or not. That is a very important skill that they learned from you, whatever language that is. And even if it's just one, it's still a huge accomplishment. My sister says that all the time. She has 5 kids. I don't know how she does it, but she has 5 kids. And my sister speaks 3 languages fluently. She's fluent in English, in French, and in Arabic. And she's learning, and she's actually quite advanced now with Czech. Wow. Like, talk about talented. She's amazing. And she's not teaching her children any of those languages besides English. And she describes it as, like, I've got enough going for me right now. I know that my kids could be better off if they learned another language and all of that, but when they express interest in it, I'll be there to support them and give them language tips and all of that, but she's just got plenty of other things going on. And she gives herself a lot of credit, which I like about the fact that her kids speak very good English. Like, she's very strict with them about grammar and speaking correctly and that kind of stuff. So that's where she chooses to, you know, put her energy, and that's where it's paying off. And so I think it's just going to be a matter of time. There's a lot of questions I have in regards to Max and what's going to happen, and what about when he starts to speak and he only wants to speak English, and I'm going to have to force him to speak in Portuguese, or like, how will that work? And what about my Portuguese? My Portuguese is good, but it's by no means perfect. I'm not a native speaker, and so there's a lot of things that I make mistakes on. Is he going to, you know, is he going to get my accent? Is he going to get my bad verb conjugations or grammar or whatever? Because I'm just doing the best I can, but I definitely make language mistakes all day, every day. So I'm getting better, but I'm trying to, it's an imperfect system is what I'm trying to say. And I think if you're a parent out there trying to raise your children bilingual or trilingual, it's so cliche, but you just got to keep going. Just work through those hurdles, work through all the self-doubt and the fears and the, oh, am I even doing this right? Or, oh my gosh, am I messing up my child because they're late to speak? And, like, you know, keep it going, and they will thank you for it later. Even if you have to stop partway through and kind of come back to it, or, you know, you got to do what's healthy for you, mentally healthy. It is exhausting, but you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have done it, that are doing it. And every child is different too. So every child has their unique perspective, and they're allowed to want to continue or not. And I'm not in favor of forcing your child to do something they don't want to do. But at this age, with my son at least, it's not like, I don't know, he hasn't really shown too much of a preference, because, like I said, he's not even really speaking a whole lot yet. But he will go back and forth between languages. Like, he'll say his favorite word in both languages, well, besides no, is go. He'll say go, 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 and then he'll say vai, vai, vai in Portuguese, and it's so cute. And that encourages me. When I hear him speaking in Portuguese, it just, like, warms my heart, and I'm like, oh, it's paying off. it's good, you know. Oh, and another thing I just wanted to touch on is, like, how do you do it? Well, my method, and, you know, this is just what I do, but what I like to do is I like to say something in English and then repeat it in Portuguese, or vice versa. A lot of times it'll come out first in English, because English is my native language, so it's the first language that something will register in my brain. Like, when I react, it's just English, usually. But then I'll repeat it, usually more than once, in Portuguese. Like, I'll say it once in English and a few times in Portuguese. Like, Max, come here. Vem cá, venha, vem cá, Maxi. Like, come here, come here, come here, come here. Again and again and again and again. It kind of drives you crazy. But repeating both languages at the same time, so they can familiarize the meaning in both languages to that action or to that noun or to that whatever, I think that's important. There's loads of evidence of all the benefits that is raising your child as bilingual or trilingual. And I know I wish I'd had that as a child, and it's something that is very important to me. Languages are very important to me, and it's something that I want to give to my son. And I know adults who were raised bilingual, and the majority of them, all of them, I would say, are extremely grateful that their parents kept pushing them and kept pushing them. Sometimes you have your bad days, but, you know, you just keep going, and you know, they're all very grateful now to have that tool, because languages open doors. They really do. Literally, I think about this all the time. Like, how many more people can I communicate with just because of the languages that I speak? Like, you can hear first accounts and stories and make friendships with how many more hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, just by speaking another language that you could not do. You know, Google Translate only goes so far. And to really get that human contact, like there's a whole continent literally of people that I could not communicate with before I learned Spanish and Portuguese. The whole of South America, Central America, not to mention parts of Africa and Spain and Portugal and other, you know, other areas. But there's a whole freaking continent that I can now confidently communicate and share ideas and listen and understand and be heard and relate to people who are from a different lifestyle. But it just makes the world a smaller place. You know, it really helps connect us as humans. And that is such a big deal to me. Like, that is so cool when I think about it like that. And I want nothing more than to provide that for my son. Anyways, there it is. There's the podcast episode all about being bilingual or trilingual, raising trilingual, bilingual kids, and my thoughts and opinions, what I'm doing. I'm sure I'll have much more to say here in another year or so as things progress, and I might have given up or I might still be going with it. I hope I am. But I hope you guys found some inspiration in this, and thank you for the podcast ideas. Feel free to comment on whatever platform that you're using, so that if you have any ideas or questions or anything, I'd love to read what is on your mind and what you're thinking. And thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.